All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Guillaume Boudreaux, the Economic Development Director of MRC Pontiac, to talk about a funding program that's coming up and how to apply for it. Guillaume, how's it going?
Hi, Caleb. I'm good.
Awesome.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So can you explain a little bit about what the FRR fund is and what this most recent, the Volet 4, is for?
Yes, well, the FRR fund actually is a fund that we received through the MRC from the MAMASH, from the provincial government. And the one that we're talking about today is the Stream 4 of that fund, and it is built for MRCs that will use that money to help revitalize the MRC and the communities within it. So essentially, the focus of that fund is revitalization.
Interesting. And so who exactly is eligible to apply for these funds?
Essentially, any organization that's registered as either, a company, a non-for-profit organization, municipalities, any registered organization is eligible. There are some some criteria to be eligible, but any organization that's interested in that funding thinks that they have a project that could be eligible. I encourage them to give us a call at the MRC in the Economic Development Department, and we'll walk through it with them. The last thing I'd like is to have a promoter think that they're not eligible and not call us, because most of the projects could be eligible. So it's always a good idea to give us a call and double check all that information.
And we hadn't mentioned it previously there, but I think the overall fund is about $2 million. Is that correct?
It is about a little slightly over $2 million right now. Actually, the overall fund was just about $5 million. And we already went through one call for project throughout the last winter. And so, there's a little more than $2 million left for the next call for project. And I think it's quite interesting.
And you had mentioned there previously that the projects are graded, and it's sort of using a point system, like you get certain points for different criteria there. Can you go through that just very briefly here, just sort of talk about what things you're looking for specifically?
Absolutely. So, well, the first thing I'd like to point out to people is that the MRC website has a page within the program section of the website that's specifically for FR funds, and specifically for the Stream 4, about which we're talking about now. On that website, you'll find all the information, including the framework, but also the guide for the applicant guide. So that's going to be the best tool that anybody could have to kind of go at it and see what we have. And there's also the application form that's really going to guide you, and it's got all the points, and the grading system is there. So every time you answer a question about your project, as you do your application, you'll see how many points it's worth. So it's really straightforward, very good tool. Can't stress enough how important it is for promoters to go and use that. But roughly, I'm going to talk about the axis of vitalization that we're really focusing in that call for project. It's anything that's got to do with economic development, that's got to do with urban development, anything to do with the natural development of our territory, as well as community development. So if you have a project that's got something to do with that, there's a chance that we can work together through that fund.
And can you describe or talk about briefly who exactly is deciding these or going through and grading these applications and deciding on who ultimately gets the funding?
Yes, of course. So so the grading system was produced by the Vitalization Committee. It's a committee that's formed of mayors within the MRC Pontiac, as well as people within the community. they produced, with the help of our department at the Economic Development Department, we all produced the grids, which will be applied by a different committee, which is the Analyzation Committee, on which you have four members of the community, as well as mayors. So that committee will be the one ultimately grading all the projects and basing their decision. Well, not decision, most, it's, after the grading is done, then there's a ranking for all the projects, and that's how we're going to distribute the money based on, you know, which project qualify and which one ranks above. There's a certain limit. I think it's 65 points that you need to get in your application to be able to receive a grant. But then if we receive a lot of applications, we'll rank all the projects and we'll start with the highest ranking and start, you know, distributing the money that way.
And so the call for projects, is it now open? Could you note the deadline here, as well as just sort of what the application process is typically like? How much paperwork is involved, and is there like a back and forth with members of the Economic Development Department to put it in place here?
Yeah, of course. Well, we launched it yesterday, actually, and its closing date is the 25th of August. So a good two month period here to get all that done. And the application form is the first step. Actually, I'd say it's the second step. The first step would be to look at the applicant guide to make sure that you're, you know, to see what the details are, criteria and all that. Once you've read through the applicant guide, if you have any questions, write them down or however you want to work about it, then give us a call to see if you have any questions and concerns. If you want to talk about your project, just, you know, send us an email. There's our website, development@mrcpontiac.qc.ca, is on that website, as well as our phone number with the extension, 819-648-5689, extension 122. Just give us a call, and we can set up a meeting so we can go through the applicant guide with you, see how your project could qualify, how it fits with our program. And then the next step after that, third step, would be to complete the application form, which is quite straightforward. Once again, I can't stress that enough. Very well done. There's been a lot of work into it. I think most people will find it quite straightforward. If not, we can always be there to assist you. Again, I know I mentioned it earlier in the interview, but it's really important that if you have a project, we want to see the project, we want to talk with promoters, we want to really get a lot of good projects going on, so give us a call. We'll be there to support you.
Guillaume, I want to thank you for your time, and we'll definitely be including links to those documents and all the phone numbers and emails and that sort of stuff for people to link to if they want to apply for this stuff here. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know, or anything we didn't touch on here in the past few minutes, I'll give you the last word.
Well, maybe, first, thanks, Caleb. I appreciate your time with the interview and all the links that you're going to add on to your website. This is a specific fund that we have going on right now. There's more. There's other options for funding or grants or whatnot within the MRC Pontiac Economic Development Department. So anybody that has a project, really, I encourage them to go on our website, look at it, see what we have, and even give us a call, whether you're non-for-profit, a municipality, whether you're a company, there's possibly something we can do together to, if it helps grow the economy of the Pontiac, we might be there with you to do it. So give us a call.